All right, trivia contest. Do you like games? Ah, good. All right, trivia contest. What three sins does Father Dennis hate the most? No, but you made me jealous of that. She got all three. She's a winner. See what happens when you get to read? The Holy Spirit comes in you and you just know all this stuff. So the three things that I hate are lying, gossiping, and swearing or saying bad words. One of the reasons is you heard that very thing, why today, from Jesus. And one of the things is because when the things, those three things, lying, swearing, and gossiping, they dirty your soul. They say something about you. Plus, they say something about you that you can't change, and it's hard to change. If people don't trust you, if you lie, and your parents can't trust you, what do? They check on you, right? They say, you go clean your room, and you say, I cleaned my room, and you really didn't clean your room, and they go up there, and your room's a mess, and then you get into a big fight. So one of the reasons I hate all three of those things is if you think about them, you lose trust, people lose trust in you. And once you are like that, it's hard to get out of it. How does a liar start telling the truth? Nobody believes them because they're a liar. So if you said to me, well, Father Dennis, I lied my whole life and I'm going to stop. Do you think I should believe you? It'd be hard. You can do it. But it's really hard to get back trust in people from what you do. But I'm going to tell you another reason why I don't like those three sins. It's because you're really telling God that you don't appreciate yourself. You don't appreciate the fact that he made you. You're not happy with what he did for you. You don't even like God yourself when you start doing those things. So let me get that a little bit more clear for you on each one. Lying. Lying to me means you don't appreciate God. You don't appreciate his plan for you because you don't appreciate what's happening around you. You think you can do better than God, so you lie about something. You don't want to do something. I'll do it. I don't want to do that. You don't want what he gives you. You're not happy with what God gave you. And you don't want to participate in the life that God is asking you to do. So lying doesn't just hurt your soul and make it hard for people to trust you. You're kind of telling God, I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. I don't want anything to do with you. Basically says, I want to be in control. The second one, swearing or saying bad words. Not only, again, does it look bad, because if you say you're a good person and you go to church and you believe in Jesus and you say the rosary and you come and then you say bad words, it's like what I see and what you say don't go along, so I don't trust you anymore. Say, look at that person. They say they're nice and look at their mouth. Look at they can't help. Look what they're saying. But that's not all. It means that you don't appreciate God's creation when you swear. Because you're almost swearing at the beauty of the world. Because swear words are not nice things. They're dirty. They're ugly. They're sinful. And so when they come out of your mouth, you're saying, I don't appreciate the beautiful world that you created, God, for me. You're saying, no, it's dirty. I don't like it. So you don't even appreciate God's creation. And you say to him, I wish it was different. I wish I was in charge of things from what was going on. Every swear word that you say is like saying, God, I don't like the world that you made. Gossiping. What's gossiping? Yes? It is. He's saying, gossiping is saying it is, and who are you telling that to? Like, who are you saying it to? All right, so she says gossiping is saying things that are not true to other people. Gossiping can also be saying things that are true, but they're hurtful, and they don't need to be said. If somebody did something it was that embarrassed them, and they did it, and you just tell everybody, look at that stupid person, look what they did, and everybody laughs at them, that's gossiping too, and that hurts people. And there's no reason to hurt people, but you just do it. So gossiping means, just like I said about appreciation, gossiping means that you don't appreciate each other as gifts from God either. Why gossiping darkens your soul, it's very easy. Because if I hear you talking about somebody else, I kind of think, what does she say about me, or what does he say about me when I'm not there? So I don't want to be your friend. And people have probably lost friends here because they've said something that somebody else heard. And once somebody doesn't trust you as a friend, then again, it's very hard to get back. So you're losing something very precious. But it also, again, means that you don't appreciate each other. God not only made you special, he made the person sitting next to you special as well. And that special person is loved by God so much and made exactly how they're supposed to be made that we're supposed to appreciate the differences that we all have. We have to appreciate that that person's funny. We have to appreciate that that person's different. Sometimes, just like you said, jealousy is one of the major things that make us gossip. We don't like that person because we think they're prettier, or we don't like that person because we think they're smarter, or we think they got more money, or they look nicer, or they talk nicer. We don't like that. So we try to bring them down by gossiping and talking. Let's find something bad about that person that we can do. Gossiping means that I think I'm better than you, that I'm jealous of the things that you have, and I want to look more important than you. And that's, again, not appreciating the gifts that God gave us. So why Jesus doesn't like those things that we talked about is, again, because they hurt you, but they're also hurting God by what you're doing. Did you guys listen to that first reading about King Solomon, how the queen came and gave him all jewels and gold and everything else because he was really wise and really smart? That wisdom that Solomon had came from God, because Solomon asked for that. When Solomon was a young king, God said, what do you want? Do you want riches? I'll give you something. And Solomon said, give me wisdom that I can know what's the right thing and the wrong thing. And what wisdom really is an appreciation for what God has done for us. But if we wanted to be King Solomon with all those riches and gold and everything else, let me read to you what happens to King Solomon. If you came to Mass tomorrow morning, we just heard today that King Solomon was like the richest person ever. Here's what happens to him. Here's the first line of tomorrow's reading. When Solomon was old, his wives had turned his heart to strange gods, and his heart was not entirely with the Lord our God, as the heart of his father David had been. So what happened to Solomon, what happens to a lot of us, is that when we have stuff, we think we got that stuff because we were good and we were special and we earned it and we deserve it. And that's what happened to King Solomon. He got all these people rich and gave them muff stuff, and he thinks, boy, I must be pretty good. I must be a pretty good king. I must be pretty special. So as he got older, he started thinking of how special he was, instead of how special the gifts that God had given him. We're going to have Eucharistic adoration today, and I want you to think about, of those three sins that Father Dennis hates, which one do you need to work on the most? Because as you work on that, you're brightening, you're like cleaning your soul, and you're making yourself better, so when you look in the mirror, you'll be happy with yourself. So I want you to think about that. It could be something that you can just talk to Jesus about and thank him for what he's doing. And talk to him that you appreciate him, you appreciate God, you appreciate his world, and you appreciate each other. And then think about Lent coming. Maybe you have to work on one of these for Lent as well. So today we have an opportunity to clean ourselves. I know we don't like to clean our rooms, but we can clean ourselves today. And think about that during your Eucharistic adoration.